It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
1209.
Tell a friend.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Well, hey, we're back. Season 2, episode 1.
Season 2.
Of the 1209 Nazareth podcast.
Why do they call it 1209?
Why do we call it 1209?
Yeah.
Because we're coming to you live from beautiful and under construction.
Yeah, you might hear it in the background.
1209 West Ogden. That's about halfway between Manheim and
Wolf. I can't believe we're back for season 2.
I don't know why they're letting us.
I don't either. That's...
I made a big decision on the drive-in today, Mr. Joyner.
Uh-oh. That's always dangerous.
Oh, yeah. From now on, we're going to say that this podcast is brought to you by...
Ooh, I like this.
Dunkin' Donuts and Mariano's.
Are you going to explain why?
Well, right now, I'm enjoying a Dunkin' Donuts coffee and muffin.
Iced coffee.
Well, 99 cents till the end of August.
And bran muffin.
And
you do the math at home.
Well, that's it's a healthy muffin. It's delicious.
I'm sure it is. It doesn't look delicious.
Oh, it is. It's got a little honey in it. And we're also going to say it's coming to you. It's been being brought to you by Mariano's.
See, now you and I differ on this Mariano's thing. People are obsessed with Mariano's. To me, it's just a grocery store.
Nope.
I don't.
They've got a piano player, Pete.
Not the one I go to.
Well, then you're going to the wrong one.
And they're opening a giant Whole Foods by my house. Like, it's gigantic.
Here's an idea. We should have an event. We should have, like, an autograph signing at Mariano's in Westchester. So we can sit and meet our fans and drink cucumber water.
First of all, I'm not drinking cucumber water. Second of all, there's only going to be, like, 3 people that show up.
I was going to say, we don't have any fans.
Yeah, seriously.
Great show to kick off the year. We get to talk with some of the wonderful ladies who took our big Europe trip this summer.
I'm excited about this.
Oh, there's a lot of great stories, a lot of great information, so that's going to be fun to hear from them.
I was following the pictures online as you guys were posting them all summer long.
We had a great time. It was a really great trip, and I hope the ladies have all sorts of fun things to share. So this is kind of our new format this year. The last day of the month and the 15th.
Oh, yeah. The release
last day
dates.
Of the month and the 15th.
Well, we fell a little bit short towards the end of the year.
And we heard about it.
Oh, we did. Well, yes, we did. From
we
one person in particular.
One particular individual did not care for our lack of respect for the Gregorian calendar. So,
wow. I'm more of a Julian calendar guy myself.
Well, that's why we were off.
There you go.
That's why we were off.
Speaking of off, I just saw this today. Did you know Big Ben was off by 6 seconds for the past 2 weeks?
Oh, Big Ben.
How did you know that?
You know, and this will probably come up later on.
Totally off topic.
That was one of the things the kids were really excited about seeing on the trip was Big Ben.
In Parliament.
I was surprised because it's a big clock.
Well, yeah, but it's still, like, iconic. Why wouldn't you be?
It's iconic, but it didn't... I mean,
well, no, in fact, St. Stephen's Tower is actually the name of the building.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Big Ben
Most people don't know it.
It's actually the Bell Tower.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, we got a few upcoming events between now and the 15th. Actually, what we want to make sure to talk to you about is September 19th is the big alumni night where we'll be honoring the Four Pillars Awards. So
love it.
First time we've ever done that, and each pillar is being represented. The 4 of the 7 are being represented.
Can we talk about who it is?
Yeah, it's online. I know that Mrs. Kelsey's wonderful daughter, Vicky, is taking home one of the pillars. I don't remember all of the others.
Okay, that's
but
okay.
Scholarship Service
Guess
Spirit
you'll
Unity.
Have to be there to find out.
You'll have to be there. Yeah.
We jumped all the way to the 19th.
I'm looking at everything else. We have the opening school mass on September 4th. Of course, the football team, the state championship, defending state champion football team, opens
Friday.
Yeah, it'll be over by the time you hear this, but home opener is September 5th at 1:30.
That's exciting.
The lights are being installed as we speak.
Only day game of the
season.
Only
day game of the season, yeah. And the lights are being installed as we speak for night games throughout the year. That'll be a lot of fun. No longer on the high school cube, though.
Yeah, which it's kind of upsetting.
We've made the jump to IHSA TV.
And it's a pay for play.
You're gonna have to
pony up.
You're gonna have to pay. Now I don't think it's a ridiculous amount of money. It is no. It's $45 for an entire season, so a fall, winter, or spring. Okay. But it's $85 for the entire year.
So that's not outrageous.
It's not outrageous.
No, not at all. And if you figure 8 months, that's $10 a month.
It's not. Yeah, it's like Netflix.
Yeah.
It's like Netflix. Not as entertaining.
Wow. I think maybe you could argue more so.
Oh, great. I appreciate all sorts of different teams
and different games, and we get to hear your beautiful voice.
I was referring more to my voice than anything else. Nice. Back to school night, September 10th. That's always a fun night.
I like that night.
I don't have to be here. That's why I really enjoy it. But you guys have a great time.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, you know, we got a great freshman class.
Big freshman class.
220 of them, so we're happy to have them.
We love it.
I spent the last week or so meeting them one-on-one, getting to know them, ask some questions.
Because I always forget. I only teach upperclassmen now, so I forget that they kind of leave you. You kind of set their path and let them fly. So.
Yeah, yes, I do.
There you go.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of good conversations with them. A lot of good kids, very happy to have them. And, of course, our senior class, a good class this year. They're very excited. They're very excited about leading us through this 15-16 school year.
Good kids, too.
Yeah, good kids. And, of course, you know, we want to wish not only just football, you know, but, you know, cross country.
Soccer.
And volleyball and soccer and golf. A lot of great sports going on this fall.
Both the golf teams are out to a hot start, it sounds like.
Yeah.
School record just set for boys, Clark, this week.
Yeah, the boys, you know, both golf programs are really, really good and always very competitive.
Nice.
You've got, like you said, Matt Clark on the boys' side and Grace Brown
on
the girls' side kind of
leading
the pack.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's they're great. We're looking forward to watching them. And volleyball only has about 4 home games this year, so it's going to be tough to catch them. Well, they're in a lot of tournaments.
Okay.
So I know they're on the road a lot.
Unacceptable.
And soccer, great young varsity team, so that's going to be good to see. Ladies cross country had a great year last year, and
great
I know they're
in the paper last week on the ladies cross country team. Claire Ramsey, big pick.
And can we be honest, because I know Mrs. Ramsey's a big listener. Claire's a lovely young lady. On top of being a wonderful runner,
true.
Lovely young lady.
Claire was not happy I put the picture up in the room, though.
Oh,
I
really?
Took the newspaper article, put it up in the room.
She didn't care
for
that?
Well, it's from freshman year. She didn't like it.
Oh, that yeah. Want to update it. Want to update
it. Well, I mean, it's a stock photo. She's got to... Maybe got to start posing for get some headshots in.
I'll be honest, Claire, if you're listening to this, I prefer to show people my first year yearbook picture over the one I'm using now because and as you get older, you'll understand why you want to look younger than
no. I got to be honest. I would rather use my one now.
Really,
I've trimmed down a little bit. Believe it or not.
Hey, fun fact: Mr. Drynan used to be heavier,
which is. Kind of shocking, right? Because I still am kind of heavy.
And what was great was when he decided to lose weight, which I think is always a short-sighted decision, he decided to give me his hand-me-downs.
Why do you got to bring that up?
So I have big boy clothes from Mr. Drynan. So if you see me walking around, just ask, hey, is that Mr. Drynan's? And I'll let you know.
It's kind of awkward. Why would you bring that up?
Why not? At least the clothes are going to good use.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Now, the other thing I want to get to at some point this year is we have a humongous amount of new faculty and staff here at the Academy.
Are we going to bring one an episode? How are we going to do
this? Well, if we do one an episode, we won't get through everybody. So we're going to have to figure something out.
Yeah, we will. Twice a month? There's 13. We should be able to do
that. Well, there's only going to be one in December.
True.
You know, and then I don't know how spring bake falls.
Are we going to have a holiday extravaganza again?
Well, we did have Mr. Racky singing "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and it is.
He didn't read
it. He read it.
It would be better.
And it is to this day the second highest episode that we've ever had.
What's the first?
Maddie Lowe's and Sid Stansel.
So the opener.
The first ever episode is the highest rated we've ever had.
And then everybody realized it's garbage.
Exactly.
Just stopped downloading.
They listened and they said, "I'm not dealing with this." You know what they gave it? They gave it the old no dice.
Nice.
And no dice. Well, we want to get the new faculty on here. I think we've got a dozen or so.
Yeah, I think
and then we also have a lot of people who switched some positions.
Yeah.
So, Mrs. Hawkins now the director of curriculum, and we have Mr. Wayman as the assistant dean. Miss Augustin as the activities director.
We got some resource coordinators.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be...
My other question is, are we bringing a game back? Same game? Different game?
TBD.
But we got to do something.
TBD. For this week...
I also think we need to incorporate, restaurant reviews, maybe other podcast reviews.
I think restaurant... Oh, well, undisclosed.
Right. I mean, you and I talked about it before that we even started recording this. It's mind-blowing.
So if you guys at home listened, both of you listened to Serial, the podcast about...
Syed. I don't know how to say his first name.
Adnan Syed.
There you go.
Undisclosed is kind of a sequel, almost. Done by his trust and his friends and family, going through the evidence and such, and it is fascinating. It's really a good listen. So if you have the time to listen to Serial, if you have the time to listen to Undisclosed, when you're not listening to us, we certainly recommend that. Now, I have a couple of other podcasts that I like. I don't know that I can necessarily. They're not Nazareth friendly podcasts.
Nice.
But Gilbert Gottfried is a very funny gentleman.
Yeah.
He gets the explicit label.
He does.
He gets the explicit label, as does Norm MacDonald.
Okay, see, and I go the other end. I listen to, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, see, I don't like that.
Oh, I love it. It's
I
so good every Saturday.
I don't like it.
I also listen to, there's a math one, believe it or not, What's the Point? And all they do is talk about statistics and data, which is also kind of nerdy, but
we're at different
ends of the spectrum.
Well... Just as bad. I do have a lot of professional wrestling podcasts.
No, you don't.
Oh yeah.
I always wonder who's listening, because they're always in the top 30 downloads.
Jim Ross is a great podcast.
Steve Austin's up there.
Oh, I don't listen to Steve Austin. Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
Oh,
Ric
Flair is great.
He's top 20 downloads or something. How's that
possible? Ric Flair is fantastic.
You are insane. What do they talk about?
Wrestling.
So, you just keep up to date on...
No, he brings on, an old wrestler, and they tell old stories, things like that.
Okay, that would be fun.
It is fun. It is fun. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. This week, there's not going to be any game, there's not going to be any anything like that, but we are going to have... I assume it was a 10-day trip, so I think the interview with the ladies will probably run long. So we're going to take you to that now. We don't want to give away who's on yet, because, quite frankly, we haven't confirmed everybody. But
giving away our secrets.
Here they come. We took a great trip this summer to Ireland, Wales, England, and France, and you'll want to hear all about one of the great opportunities Nazareth affords its students. So, here we go. Mr. Dryden, you know what time it is?
Time for you to get a watch?
It's time to talk about our big trip to Europe.
You broke one of your toys.
It wasn't very clear, was it?
Sorry, no.
All right.
Now I'm worried about
PCB. One of the wonderful things the Academy does, besides honor all seven pillars, is we offer a trip to Europe every other year.
Yeah, how do I get hooked up on that? Seriously.
Well... You gotta know peeps.
I don't know peeps.
Well, that's on you. And what we thought we'd do, in order to let the folks at home, all three of them know...
All three.
...about the big trip, is we'd have some folks that were on the trip here for an interview.
There are a lot of people in this tiny little
office.
This is
hands down the most we've ever had on the podcast.
Kind of making me uncomfortable.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, a little bit.
So we're going to do... Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what the itinerary was. Then we're going to go around, we're going to introduce ourselves... And we're going to tell everybody at home what our favorite part of the trip
highlights.
Was.
Highlights.
Highlights. I know, Ryan.
Lovato's leaving already.
Gianna Lovato is heading back to Europe, I guess. All right. Now, we started, we flew from Chicago to Ireland. We spent 3 or 4 days in Ireland. Headed over to Wales. Enjoyed our time. First, we went to Stratford upon Avon.
Been there. England. Love it.
It's a great place.
Love it.
It's a great place. I went to the Shakespeare Theater. I had lunch, and I had a coronation chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I did not. I saw Midsummer Night's Dream while in Stratford.
Then we went to London, and then we spent time in beautiful Paris.
You got them all nervous. They're all trying to figure out their favorite thing, and they're trying not to repeat.
Yeah, we don't want any repeats.
We probably should have prepped this interview a little bit.
No, not absolutely not. So we're going to start immediately to my left. Deal to your left. You always deal to your left.
Dealer. Left to the dealer.
We're going to start with Jules Petrovic. Jules, introduce yourself. Say hello.
You just did.
He just introduced me. So my favorite part of the trip was definitely going up to the top of the Eiffel Tower. So it was my dream since I was like probably five. And what happened was our last night in Paris, we got three options. We could either take a boat ride through Paris, hang out below the Eiffel Tower, get some ice cream with your friends.
You do you.
Or you can go to the top of the Eiffel Tower because we had just enough time. So six of us decided to take that opportunity because, seriously, that's been my dream forever. And we went to the top, and it was the most beautiful scene like we've ever seen, and just the best experience ever.
Now,
so.
It was a great experience. Yeah. The Eiffel Tower was great. Oh, God, no.
He already went, though.
No. Elevator or stairs?
I think they did stairs. Did you guys do stairs?
No, we did elevator to the second level and then elevator to the third.
All right. Now, here's the problem with that night. Okay. It is the only time on the entire trip that I lost my patience.
Uh-oh.
Why'd you lose your patience?
Oh, I remember.
Oh, I remember that.
With the roses.
Oh, that was me. Sweet.
I swear.
You went like this, and I went like this, and all of a sudden the roses were in
the So, unfortunately, this is not a video podcast, so we'll have to tell you. A very, what would I call him? A forceful gentleman tried giving our wonderful ladies flowers and then wanted to charge them like €20 a flower.
That's expensive.
No, it was like a couple cents.
No, it
no,
wasn't.
It was like €5.
And then you know what happened?
Poor Sam.
Things got real.
Sam Brady.
Yes. He liked the pixie, I swear. That was the reason I tried to give him a flower.
So Jules was a big Paris fan. Now we head to Lily Franco, who would like to tell us about her favorite moment on the trip.
Hello, my name is Lily Franco.
Hi, Lily.
Hi, Lily.
Hello. My favorite part was when a bunch of us went on a run in Charlie, Ireland, and everyone was giving us dirty looks, and it was just, like, funny.
Well, and and maybe we could put this in the show notes.
What?
The show notes?
I'm a math teacher. I don't know what that means.
Well, we have a great picture of post-run.
Because
being in Ireland, the only place you guys could stop was in front of a pub. There's really no other option. And they gave you ice water in very large Guinness glasses.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What's wrong with that?
It was cool. It was very cool.
Now, can I make note that the first two people who have said their favorite parts were parts that were not scheduled of the trip? It was when they had their own free time.
Free time is great. Free time is great.
Free time was awesome, yeah.
G. Lovato.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, my favorite part was our day in London when we went to Abbey Road. So that was a great experience. And then my absolute favorite part was Hard Rock Cafe with you.
I didn't know we were doing first and second.
This is important because I got the biggest steak and it was the only real food I had on the whole trip and it was great.
Why was it the only real food?
Well,
everything else was Spanish. One night, you know, we had some steak, something that when you threw it, it stuck against the wall.
Sushi.
I have pictures of
Some of the food was questionable, I'll be honest with you. But I will say, and I will agree with Gianna on this. That was, and I've said this to many people, of all the places I've been, of all the trips I've taken, that day in London, my favorite day of any trip I've ever taken. It was a great time. We had a sightseeing in the morning, which was all put together by the tour company. Then in the afternoon, everybody had their own free time.
Nice. Love it.
And most of us chose to go to Abbey Road.
Interesting.
Which was a lot of fun.
It's like one of the places I've never been in London.
Yeah, I had never been before that either. I really wanted to go to Abbey Road. We walked across the street. We signed the wall. We did all sorts of fun stuff. And then the Hard Rock Cafe, which was maybe the best hamburger I've ever eaten in my
entire
life.
Best steak I've probably ever eaten. Maybe just because I was in Ireland.
London.
It was very good.
Wow.
It was very good. And here's the best part. We finished lunch just in time for it to rain. We got out of the outside right before it started
nice.
To rain.
Yes.
Nice.
G Lapiana. G right. Money, if you will.
So, my favorite part of the trip was in London when I went to the Windsor Castle.
Nice.
That was
the
okay,
Windsor
so
Castle.
I won't be telling you about happening. You were going to be by yourself because not the whole.
Oh, yeah. I really was. I was really mad about going there, to be honest.
Why?
I was so mad.
We say
TBH. TBH. Because I was the only one from NAS and all the Montanas. So there I was sitting next to the Montanas. I learned a lot about Montana on the way there. And then I got there and it was so pretty. And I'm so glad that
I went.
And
the Queen was there a few
days.
Oh,
yeah. The Queen was
you...
there for like an hour, I think. And then she left.
For those of you at home who don't know the Montanas,
everyone.
What had happened was our group was combined with a school from Montana, and when our wonderful tour director Muriel, who really is just a lovely lady, would want to refer to Nazareth, she'd refer to Nazareth. Otherwise, she would refer to the other group as the Montanas.
I like it.
I like it too. I like it too. Sadat, now you've been on a NAS study abroad. Trip before.
I have. This was my second one.
This was round two for you.
This was round two. I went to Spain my freshman year.
Yeah, you did.
But this trip was by far the best because I had more friends to talk to on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite experience was in England when we had the time to do whatever we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
We went to like this fish and chips restaurant. And I thought there would be like chicken tenders, the fish and chips, like little like pieces of fish deep fried. You know, it was not like that. It was an entire giant mackerel. They deep fry it, scales and everything, and they threw it on the plate. So what me and my fellow colleague Alex Ziegler did, we grabbed the fish and we started hitting each other with the fish.
I mean,
that was by far like the funnest night of my life.
That's obviously how you learn about other cultures.
You
learn about other cultures. Be respectful of the fish. Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I will say this: that night we went to dinner at the for a fish and chips.
Yeah, fish and chips.
It was really
too.
Good.
Those.
Is that where we went for lunch?
No.
Is that where we got a vegetarian burger and it was a tank?
Yes.
We're gonna have to put a little warning about turning the volume down.
We're gonna have to turn the volume down on this episode. Who's next, Maria?
Oh yeah. Okay. I'd have to say my favorite part, along with G, was Abbey Road, walking across like 50 times, trying not to get hit by a car, and trying to get a straight picture, which we eventually got.
A very good picture.
Yeah, but that was probably the best part.
Yeah, yeah.
And signing the wall, of course.
Signing the wall was a lot of fun. Now, I'm still unclear on who the gentleman is that gave us the marker.
I don't remember.
Oh,
random dude.
Yeah.
Just some guy hanging out by a wall who happened to have a Sharpie.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we thought it was okay to just talk to him.
That's the vegetarian burger. I pretended I was vegetarian because the food was a little rough.
Oh, hey, is this all about insect?
Hey, Mr. Milos on the podcast.
Special guest. Little known fact, Mr. Milos does this every season. Season 2, he's doing it again.
He just...
Again, we don't edit. We don't
edit.
We don't edit.
So if anybody was... If you guys at home had a pool on which episode Mr. Milos would first appear on...
What about
episode,
Mr. Moran?
He's in the room.
He is.
He's in the
somewhere
room.
In the
he's
back corner.
Very quiet. Who's left? Molly.
My favorite was, we had to take like 5-hour bus rides every day.
Wow.
So my favorite was just the bus rides. Like, people didn't really appreciate me talking, but I got yelled at a lot, but I had a lot of fun on the bus.
You wrote a very good limerick.
Yes.
I do.
Can we hear it?
I had a limerick battle with our tour guide, Muriel.
Correct. Yeah, there was a limerick battle. There was a rumored friendship between Muriel and our bus driver.
More.
Just for
ice cream.
Obviously
both
not the
married.
Case. Oh, the ice cream was good, too.
Yeah, the food was, like, really good. The
ice cream was great. What was the...
it was like gelato.
Which ice cream?
In the first,
it had rainwater in it.
It had rainwater in it.
What?
Yeah, they made the ice cream with special rainwater. It was great. It was some
that
of the best
awesome.
Ice cream I've ever tasted in my life. What else? Were there any other
the cookies
really
and
good
cream
meals?
Ice cream was really good.
I had the Irish coffee ice cream, which was very good.
The sorbet.
Where were the crepes? Crepes in Paris.
Oh,
I don't think I had them.
Oh, those were so good. Yeah. It was right across from the Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Church.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, Ms. Garside and I went for ice cream one day in Paris. Oh, my goodness.
Just you two?
I think
wow.
It was... Oh.
That's revenge.
Jeez.
It's a real question.
Again,
I know who you are.
Again, we don't edit.
Well, I'm going to lose my job, so I might as well just... No, Senora Pasquale was also
So do you want to tell us about this trip, perhaps?
Yeah, so I mean, it was 10 days, correct? And I think that... overall, you know, the hotels were pretty good.
Very good.
They were all right.
The last one
was interesting because they had steps leading up to the elevator, which shouldn't make sense to me. Why do you have an elevator?
It's not ADA approved.
No, not at all.
Elaine Falcon.
Yeah,
European.
You're purified from door one.
No, you leave
you
your keys at the
hotel.
A lot of hotels you leave your keys at the door.
Especially the
your
Thai restaurant
hotel.
Was under it.
What I would say is that overall, though, it was a good experience only because, you know, four countries in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
And you get to, I mean, you really did get to see all of the main things. We got to see the Mona Lisa. We got to see Big Ben. We got to see Notre Dame. We got to see every... I mean, there was nothing that we didn't see that we wanted to see.
Okay.
There was a good amount of free time in a lot of the cities. Well, let me ask you this. Obviously, a lot of you are graduating. If it were to be offered again, would it be a yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. I thought it was a good... good experience, and I think how many kids did we have overall? 30.
I think it was 49.
I want to help chaperone.
That includes the Montana.
Wait, would we be
Montana's.
Able to go on it still, or would we be in college?
We'd be in college, right?
No, seniors went, didn't they?
Not this summer.
How do I get on this list?
We have to talk to Mrs. Pasquale, so that brings up a good point to anybody who's still listening for whatever reason. If you would be interested in such a trip, Senora Pasquale and Miss Garside are the ones that always run this, and they do a nice job. They've gone to Spain. They really, there's no place in the world they haven't gone. I know they've gone to Australia.
What?
I know they've gone
Greece.
Greece.
Yeah.
Yes, there's been endless trips all over the world.
Awesome.
So Mrs. Pasquale and Miss Garside are the two people to talk to. Now all of you seem to have a good time. You seem to enjoy yourself. Would you suggest to the students? You know, maybe thinking about coming to Nazareth, or who are currently at Nazareth, that a travel abroad experience is a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah, just traveling with your friends in general.
Yeah.
It makes it so much more fun.
It was tiring, but it was worth it, yeah?
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Tight schedule, but at least you got to see everything.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was, it was amazingly tight schedule, but we didn't miss anything. You know, we got to see everything that we wanted to see, and more, because you had the free time. There were a lot of options during your free time of what you could go do. So, any other thoughts on the big trip to Europe? All right.
That is the quietest it's been the whole time.
Now, as we always do, as we end the podcast, we do have our very special guest take us out. So, on the count of three, if we could all say, take it away, Mrs. Tracy. I know she'd appreciate it, because she is sitting at her desk waiting to say what she says each and every episode.
Really? You re-recorded every episode?
No, she comes in, she's so excited about
it.
She does it personally. She says to me, Brendan, she says, I want it to be nice and fresh every week. So on the count of three, if we could please say, take it away, Mrs. Tracy, I know that she would certainly... It's kind of like when you go to see Peter Pan and you have to clap to keep Tinkerbell alive. It gets Tinkerbell all worked up.
Never
if you say,
that.
Take it away, Mrs. Tracy, she just appears. And then she says, seniors are dismissed. This concludes this podcast. Seniors are dismissed.
Something like that?
Something to that effect.
All right.
So on the count of three, one, two, three.
Take it away,
Mrs. Tracy.
This concludes today's podcast. Seniors are dismissed. All others, please wait for the bell.